Hi, this is Ken Shelton here, and I'm conducting a podcast interview with Dr. Lisa Rodriguez. The purpose of this interview is to find out more information in the field of distance learning / e-learning from an expert in the field. So with that, I'd like to introduce Dr. Lisa Rodriguez. Hi, Dr. Rodriguez.
Hi, Ken.
What I'd like to ask you is a few questions with respect to distance learning. First of all, can you please tell us what your current position is, as well as your educational background?
I'm the director of the Center for Teaching and Learning at the University of Laverne, also assistant professor of education. The center specializes in instructional design for and technical support for faculty development, integration of technology into teaching both face-to-face and online.
Thank you. And you have a doctorate?
Yes, I do. It's a rather non-traditional doctorate for the field I'm in. I have a doctorate in educational studies, or a doctorate in education with a minor in technology and media. I attained a master's degree in multimedia and basically social justice media, documentary filmmaking.
Awesome. Thank you. And so what I'd like to know, I'd like you to share with the listeners here, is you have a certification as a distance learning expert. Can you elaborate a little bit for us on what steps you had to take to acquire that certification?
Sure. I was offered the only section of teaching a course called Study Skills at Mount San Antonio Community College back in 2001. At first, the platform for teaching was WebCT. Later, the college rescinded their contract with both Blackboard and WebCT, asking us to teach from the university server, designing our own website, while they decided on a single course management system platform. And during that time, I became involved in the pilot for Mount SAC's distance learning certification, which was rather intensive. It was a one-year process with a technology component consisting of about 60 technical skills to judge our aptitude for teaching on the World Wide Web and using the various applications for providing online content. Also, part of that certification, the largest part of the certification, was being enrolled as from a student perspective in an online course with two faculty mentors seasoned in teaching online, accumulating in an assessment which consisted of proof of ADA compliance for the current online course I was teaching, also participation in and the design, instructional design of discussion forums, and the proof or the evidence of meeting student learning outcomes and curriculum committee and instructional technology committee rigor for teaching and delivering materials that were primarily student-centered and definitely designed for student-to-student, student-to-faculty, and student-to-student content based on the expectations of Mount SAC.
I see. Thank you. And that's very descriptive. And for the listeners, that should give you some background as to the breadth by which one can obtain certification in distance learning.
I have to interrupt an additional certification from the American Council of Education in Washington, D.C. Back in 2005, as part of my position at the University of Laverne, I was asked to investigate a model by which we could certify our faculty for the first time in the history of the university. We had already obtained an online course management system, Blackboard, but with no formal faculty preparation or certification, pretty much a hit-and-miss process until I was hired, during which time I sought the instruction from the American Council of Education in an intensive three-day workshop setting where we were to evaluate courses that were poorly designed and some mediocre to excellent designs, and then discuss among small groups how we would then incorporate or improve those courses that were deficient in delivering online material.
Thank you. And I'd like to follow up with essentially one final question. Given that distance learning is becoming more prevalent within the educational field and not necessarily limited to higher ed, but also K through 12. Can you please share with us what your views and what your opinion is with respect to the direction distance education is going? And more specifically, can you share with us your opinions with respect to e-learning?
Sure. I'll ground that in the current debate that's happening at our university in terms of quality distance education. We recently canceled a degree that was offered, a master's degree online, based on the fact that there was haphazard authorship in the course, definite university quandary over the quality of the education, given there was no student-to-student contact and very little faculty-to-student contact. Department review, Center for Teaching and Learning review in instructional design and incorporation of newer technologies to reach students. We have the average age of student is 33, and we have several working adults, and there's very little personalization in the courses, so I'm tasked with creating avenues by which faculty can reach students. So I do quite a bit of research from EDUCAUSE into Web 2.0 technologies, and we are currently piloting several courses, strategic management, other courses that are dealing in student knowledge creation through wikis, podcasts, blogs, and all of the standard Web 2.0 technologies which we have incorporated into our learning system. I think what I'm seeing about distance education is pretty much encapsulated in our campus grappling with these exact issues. Our College of Education, our liberal studies, our teaching credential program, and our Masters of Education program are debating what quality online education is and whether or not certain courses are appropriate for that platform. So I see a concerted effort in our university to solve those questions and move forward. In fact, proactively, we are creating a certificate program for teaching online in our master's degree program in education, which is quite exciting, and I see it happening at other universities where we are trying to address the growing K-12 need for not just charter schools or magnet schools and technology, but the need to meet students learning where they're at. We have several AP courses we're finding out that students are needing to take that are not traditional seat-based courses, and we're trying to meet that need by producing students that can come out of our program equipped to teach to any situation, and especially to kind of challenge the notion of the sage on the stage. As the part of an assistant professor of education, part of my position is tasked with being on committees that design these new hybrid and online programs. We're currently putting our entire child development on a hybrid schedule, and what we discuss in these committees is that we are now teaching digital natives that are far beyond our capacity as traditional college professors. There's a distinct rift or distance between what we can do and what our students can do and are capable of, and in fact are accepting the notion that they can take control of their own learning and produce more productive workplace-ready skills by just acknowledging the tools that they're already using to produce their educational content. So we are, in fact, trying to, as a college of education, step into the role of facilitator and let our students help design our program, in fact. And I think nationally, any university or school district that espouses that notion of student-created and student-centered learning will embrace e-learning fully, especially given the technologies of video conferencing, of RSS, of wikis, and ways in which we can facilitate learning, which to some seems difficult or flashy or sexy, but when it comes down to it, There is a proven significant difference. That argument in the literature that there is no significant difference between face-to-face and online learning, I think is certainly being disproven through research and also through my personal and professional experience as an online instructor as well as a facilitator for online learning.
Very good. Well, Dr. Rodriguez, I'd like to thank you very much for your time and your insight, and certainly I'm hoping for further expansion within the entire educational field into the e-learning and distance learning environment. It can provide access to varying degrees of curriculum to all students that simply need nothing more than a computer and an internet connection. And it doesn't even have to be a computer at home. It can be through school and what have you. And I look forward to more of your expertise and contributions to the educational community by way of research and your teaching in the very near future. So once again, I'd like to thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.